Thank you, Justin, and a good morning, everybody. The River Valley Conference Girls Golf Tournament was held yesterday at the Timberline Golf Course near Piasta. West Branch won the crown with a 408. Mid-Prairie was second with a 420. Anamosa third. They shot a 427. Cascade a 440. Good for fourth. Wilton was fifth. Monticello's 451 was sixth. Then it was Durant, Iowa City, Regina, Tipton, Northeast, Bellevue, Comanche, and North Cedar, 7-13. Three coverage area golfers in the top 10 and earned themselves elite team recognition. Maddie Nimmers and Lexa Miller of Anamosa shot a 103 and 104. Jalen Aitchison of Monticello with a 104. All conference honors went to Anna Modernock of Cascade. She shot a 106 and her teammate Ellie Noonan a 107. Honorable mention selections went to three coverage area golfers, Courtney Tice of Monticello with a 108, Kennedy Ward and Cecilia Venega of Anamosa with a 109 and 111 respectively. Elsewhere for Anamosa, Kate Sanders shot a 118 and a 120 for Ava Hendrickson. Also individually for Cascade, Megan Smith with a 107, McKenna Gale a 120, Addie Supel a 141, and Mia Gale shot a 135. And for Monticello, Piper Hansen with a 120, a 124 for Elise Cahoe, 126 for Kylie Van Dorn, and Lake Schnorr had a 119. Staying with the high school golf theme, postseason assignments and sites have been released from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union and the Iowa High School Athletic Association. In boys golf, sectionals will take place next Wednesday, May 11th. The Independence Mustangs will travel to the Veterans Memorial Golf Course in Clear Lake. West Delaware will host out at Penn Oak starting at 10 a.m. The Hawks will be there along with Anamosa, Benton Community, Center Point Urbana, Maquoketa, Marion, Mount Vernon, and Vinton Shelsburg. In Class 2A, Monticello hosts at the Monticello Golf Course. Beckman and Cascade will also be there. In Class 1A, Edco welcomes in Central Cater and Starmont, among a few other teams, to the Woods Edge Golf Course. East Buchanan will host at the Buffalo Creek Golf Course near Winthrop, as North Lynn, another coverage area team, will be there, as well as Central City. Maquoketa Valley will travel over to the Bellevue Golf Course, as Bellevue Marquette will host that site. Districts for boys golf will be held on Monday, May 16th. In girls golf, first round regional meets will be held next Friday, May 13th. In Class 1A, Cascade will be at the Little Bear Country Club near Wyoming. East Buchanan and North Lynn will be at the Meadowview Golf and Country Club hosted by Springville. Postville will host at the Tri-City Golf Club. Edco, Maquoketa Valley, and Starmont will be there. In Class 2A, Anamosa will host at the Fawn Creek Country Club outside of Anamosa on Highway 151. Beckman and Monticello will also attend that one. Class 1A and 2A regional final meets will be held on Wednesday, May 18th. The same date for Class 3A and 4A regional final meets. In Class 3A, West Delaware and Independence will take the journey up to Clear Lake to compete at the Veterans Memorial Golf Course. And in Class 4A, Western Dubuque will be at the Irv Warren Golf Course in Waterloo. The West Delaware girls golf team scheduled to be back in action today as they travel down to the Saddleback Ridge Golf Course near Solon to take on the host Lady Spartans and Williamsburg, with first swing slated for 4 o'clock. The West Delaware girls and boys soccer teams return to play today. The girls at home, the boys on the road, both taking on Marion, and both contest starting at 5 o'clock. Conference track and field meets will be held all around the state tonight, pending Mother Nature's mood, of course. The WAMAC co-ed meet will take place in Dyersville, hosted by Beckman, West Delaware, and Independence. Two more coverage area teams there. Field events will start at 4:30. Lisbon will be the site of the co-ed Tri-Rivers Conference meet, starting with field events at 4 o'clock. Coverage area teams that will travel down to Lisbon include Starmont, North Lynn, Edco, East Buchanan, and Maquoketa Valley. Monticello will host the River Valley Conference Co-Ed Meet at Dean Nelson Field. Their field events will start at 4:30. Of course, River Valley Conference teams in the coverage area include the host Panthers, Cascade, and Anamosa. Western Dubuque will host in Epworth the Mississippi Divisional Meet of the Mississippi Valley Conference. JV and varsity girls only there. The JV and varsity Bobcat boys will travel to Kingston Stadium Both field events at both sites will start at 4:30. The Iowa Hawkeye softball team snapped Northern Iowa's 16-game win streak with a 3-2 victory last night at the Robinson Dresser Sports Complex in Cedar Falls. Freshman Emma Henderson got the start for the Hawkeyes, throwing two innings. Freshman Catherine Cerna earned her first career win, throwing five innings of scoreless relief while striking out four. The Hawks improved the record at 20-29, dropping UNI to 29-12. They'll host Purdue at Pearl Field in Iowa City this weekend with a three-game set starting on Friday night. To national sports in the world of Major League Baseball, several interleague games. The Cubs were clipped by the White Sox last night at Wrigley, ending that two-game series as the White Sox deny the Cubs of a win in the Crosstown Classic. It was the White Sox 4, the Cubs 3. Texas over Philadelphia 2-1. Padres beat by Cleveland 6-5. It was Detroit losing to Pittsburgh 7-2. Padres over Cleveland in the first game of their doubleheader 5-4. The Cardinals all over the Royals 10-0. And Detroit passed Pittsburgh in game one of their doubleheader 3-2. In the American League, Houston over Seattle 7-2. Tampa Bay shuts out Oakland 3-0. Orioles over the Twins 9-4. Yankees nipped by Toronto 2-1. The LA Angels over Boston 10-5. In the National League, Arizona 8, Miami 7. The Braves over the Mets 9-2. Colorado beats Washington 5-2. The Brewers thump the Reds 18-4. And the Dodgers all over the Giants 9-1. In the NBA playoffs, Miami 119, Philadelphia 103, Phoenix over Dallas 129-109. In the NHL playoffs, Carolina beats Boston 5-2, Tampa Bay 5, Toronto 3, St. Louis falls to Minnesota 6-2, and Edmonton over Los Angeles 6-0. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Thursday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.